2 Kings chapter 10. And Ahab had 70 sons in Samaria. And Jehu wrote letters, and sent to Samaria, to the rulers of Jezreel, to the elders, and to those who brought up Ahab's children, saying, Now as soon as this letter comes to you, since your master's sons are with you, and there are with you chariots and horses, a fenced city also, and armor. Seek out the best and fit of your master's sons, and set him on his father's throne, and fight for your master's house. But they were exceedingly afraid, and said, Look. 2 Kings could not stand before him, how then shall we stand? And he who was over the house, and he who was over the city, the elders also, and those who brought up of the children, sent to Jehu, saying, We are your servants, and will do what you tell us. We will not make any king. You do that which is good in your eyes. Then he wrote a letter the second time to them, saying, If you are mine, and if you will listen to my voice, take the heads of the men your master's sons, and come to me to Jezreel by tomorrow this time. Now the king's sons, were 70 persons, were with the great men of the city, who brought them up. And it came to pass, when the letter came to them, that they took the king's sons, and killed 70 persons, and put their heads in baskets, and sent him them to Jezreel. And there came a messenger, and told him, saying, They have brought the heads of the king's sons. And he said, Lay them in 2 piles at the entrance of the gate until the morning. And it came to pass in the morning, that he went out, and stood, and said to all the people, Be righteous. I conspired against my master, and killed him. But who killed all these? Know now that nothing of the word of the Lord Jehovah shall fall to the earth, which the Lord Jehovah spoke concerning the house of Ahab. Because the Lord Jehovah has done that which he spoke by his servant Elijah. So Jehu killed all who remained of the house of Ahab in Jezreel, and all his great men, and his relatives, and his priests, until he left him no one remaining. And he arose and departed, and came to Samaria. And as he was at the shearing house in the way, Jehu met with the brothers of Ahaziah king of Judah, and said, Who are you? And they answered, We are the brothers of Ahaziah. And we are going down to greet the children of the king and the children of the queen. And he said, Take them alive. And they took them alive, and killed them at the pit of the shearing house, even 42 men. Neither did he leave any of them alive. And when he had departed from there, he came upon Jehonadab the son of Rechab coming to meet him. And he greeted him, and said to him, Is your heart right, as my heart is with your heart? And Jehonadab answered, It is. If it is, give me your hand. And he gave him his hand. And he took him up to him into the chariot. And he said, Come with me, and see my zeal for the Lord Jehovah. So they made him ride in his chariot. And when he came to Samaria, he killed all that remained to Ahab in Samaria, until he had destroyed him, according to the saying of the Lord Jehovah which he spoke to Elijah. And Jehu gathered all the people together, and said to them, Ahab served Baal a little. But Jehu shall serve him much. Now therefore call to me all the prophets of Baal, all his servants, and all his priests, let no one be lacking. Because I have a great sacrifice to do to Baal. Whoever shall be missing, he shall not live. But Jehu did it deceitfully, to the intent that he might destroy the worshippers of Baal. And Jehu said, Proclaim a solemn assembly for Baal. And they proclaimed it. And Jehu sent through all Israel. And all the worshippers of Baal came, so that there was not a man left who did not come. And they came into the house of Baal. And the house of Baal was full from one end to another. And he said to him who was over the robe room, Bring forth robes for all the worshippers of Baal. And he brought them robes. And Jehu went, and Jehonadab the son of Rechab, into the house of Baal, and said to the worshippers of Baal, Search, and look that there are here with you no one of the servants of the Lord Jehovah but the worshippers of Baal only. And when they went in to offer sacrifices and burnt offerings, Jehu appointed 80 men outside, and said, If any of the men whom I have brought into your hands escape, he who lets him go, his life shall be for the life of him. And it came to pass, as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, that Jehu said to the guard and to the captains, Go in, and kill them. Let no one come forth. And they struck them with the edge of the sword. And the guard and the captains cast them out, and went to the city of the house of Baal. And they brought forth the images out of the house of Baal, and burned them. And they broke down the image of Baal, and broke down the house of Baal, and made it an outhouse to this day. So Jehu destroyed Baal out of Israel. However, from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who caused Israel to sin, Jehu did not depart from after them, that is, the golden calves that were in Bethel, and that were in Dan. And the Lord Jehovah said to Jehu, Because you have done well in executing that which is right in my eyes, and have done to the house of Ahab according to all that was in my heart, your children of the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel. But Jehu did not take heed to walk in the law of the Lord Jehovah God of Israel with all his heart. Because he did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, who caused Israel to sin. In those days the Lord Jehovah began to cut Israel short, and Hazael struck them in all the coasts of Israel. From the Jordan River eastward, all the land of Gilead, the Gadites, and the Reubenites, and the Manassites, from Aroer, which is by the river Arnon, even Gilead and Bashan. Now the rest of the acts of Jehu, and all that he did, and all his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And Jehu slept with his fathers. And they buried him in Samaria. And Jehoahaz his son reigned in his place. 3261 AH 781 BC. And the time that Jehu reigned over Israel in Samaria was 28 years.